Yemen's Ali Abdullah Saleh says the U.S. intelligence knows exactly what is going on in his country. He says he will not sign the power transfer deals proposed by the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council. He warned that such a deal would lead Yemen towards civil war. Hundreds of Bahraini women have rallied against the detention and harsh sentences for anti-regime protesters. The protest was held after the regime sentenced 20 doctors between 5 and 15 years on various charges. Critics say the sentences have been a regime reprisal for medical workers who treated protesters during the popular revolution. The U.S. Federal Reserve Chief says unemployment has become a national crisis. According to Ben Bernanke, about 45% of the jobless have been out of work for at least 6 months. He called for more action from both the government and Congress to help the unemployed. Libya's de facto Prime Minister Mahmoud Jibril has called for early elections. He says, however, no government will be formed until the whole country is liberated. National Transitional Council's forces remain bogged down in a fierce fighting with the troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi, the strongholds of Bani Walid and Sirte. Three U.S. said foreign forces have been killed in a roadside bomb blast in southern Afghanistan. The military alliance confirmed the deaths but did not reveal the exact location of the explosion and the troops' nationalities. More than 460 foreign troops have fallen in Afghanistan so far this year. Chilean police and demonstrating students have clashed again on the streets of Santiago. The students, who demand a major overhaul of the education system, have been protesting almost daily since June. They say the current education system is profit-motivated and provides poor instruction. Police and opposition supporters have clashed in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa. The clashes began after authorities tried to disperse a march toward the country's electoral body, the CENI. The demonstrators demand more transparency ahead of the presidential and parliamentary polls, which are scheduled for November. Mount Etna on Italy's island of Sicily has once again burst into life, sending spectacular bursts of lava into the sky. Etna is the most active volcano in Europe, but its eruptions caused little damage. This is the 15th eruption by the volcano since the beginning of this year.